to the city of Prescott. Met on Monday, April 8th at 6 p.m. First, we had a call to order and pledge allegiance. Then we went through the consent agenda, a number of meeting minutes, and then reviewed cash balances. As part of the consent agenda, we also approved an agreement with Asphalt Plus for parking that we're installing along Dakota Street downtown. That agreement will be for adding about 3 inches of asphalt to that installation. Then we ran over reports of standing committees and commissions. From there, we went to communication and new business. We looked at Ordinance 0124 to repeal and place Chapter 443, Article 1, Junk Vehicles and Appliances. This was the second reading. Council ended up voting unanimously to go to a third reading, so that will be on our next agenda for further consideration. Then we went to Resolution 15-24, awarding the bid for treatment of well number 3 to Market & Johnson, the amount of $3,045,000. This was for a project we've been working on for about 2.5 years. Well number 3 here had excess levels of nitrates that exceeded the maximum contaminant level. So back in September of 2021, that well was shut down and has not been on since. So we've been working on treatment of that well. This will be the final step in terms of awarding a contract to get that remediation and treatment done, and that will be through Market & Johnson. And then the treatment will be through a combination of reverse osmosis and then ion exchange. Then as part of that, we consider Resolution 16-24, approving the contract for professional services by CBS Squared for construction administration for well number 3. So CBS Squared, who did the design and engineering for that, will be overseeing the construction administration to make sure that plans and specs are being followed and address any issues that will or could possibly arise as part of that construction. Then we looked at Resolution 17-24. This was awarding a bid for the 2024 Millen Overlay Project to Monarch Paving Company in the amount of $235,627. The 2024 Millen Overlay Project is Cherry Street from Highway 10 up to Elm Street, and then a section of Monroe Street from St. Croix Street down to Walnut Street, and then a small section of Willow Lane, I should say, next to the elementary school. So that was awarded. We do expect that will take place sometime after August 15th and then be completed by the end of October. And then we looked at approval of financial and maintenance agreements between the State of Wisconsin and the City of Prescott for State Highway 35 and U.S. Highway 10. The State of Wisconsin Department of Transportation is looking at doing road mill and overlay of U.S. Highway 10 in town and then also State Highway 35. As part of that, they are requiring financial and maintenance agreements. We've been working on trying to negotiate with them back and forth for about a little over a year and a half. Ultimately, we move forward with signing the agreements, so those will be going forward. We do expect, and the DOT will be moving forward with design, and again, that work and all those projects aren't expected to happen until 2029. And then we had approval of a 36-month agreement between Computer Integration Technologies Incorporated with the City of Prescott for IT managed services. Computer Integration Technologies is our IT firm that we contract for IT services, so that was approved. Then we had Ordinance 02-24, an ordinance adding 635-9D small box discount stores. This was our first reading, and this was an effort to try to limit the amount of small box discount stores. There was a number of discussion, and council ended up tying 3-3 on the vote, and the mayor broke the tie and voted in approval of moving this to a second reading. So this will be moving forward to a second reading at the next council meeting. And then we had two ordinances that were the council ended up joining together. First, Ordinance 03-24 to amend City Ordinance Chapter 635 Zoning Section 635-21I. This is for minimum yards, reducing the minimum yard rear setback for C1 zoning from currently it's set at 15 feet or 25 feet. I apologize, I'm not remembering offhand, but this ordinance would change that to 0 feet, and that more so matches what is actually downtown in our C1 district. And then Ordinance 4-24, an ordinance to amend City Ordinance Chapter 635 Zoning Section 635-55G, number of parking stalls. This was something that we inadvertently left off when we looked at our zoning this last year in 2023. There was a sentence that was inadvertently left off that basically C1 zoning does not have to follow minimum parking requirements. So both Ordinance 03-24 and 04-24 were approved to go to second readings unanimously. Then we had Resolution 18-24 approving the purchase agreement with Midwest Machinery Company for $125,643 from the Capital Fund. This is for the purchase of a new skid loader for the Public Works Department as we're taking on more road projects, and also for the trade-in of our current excavator to get a slightly larger one. So as we're taking on more road projects, the equipment necessary to not only maintain what's existing but also make repairs, looking for more equipment to get those jobs done and continue to get the cost savings that we do by handling those in-house instead of going out to bid for them and having contractors take care of them. And then we had for consideration to plan commission, nomination of Bailey Rona. Bailey Rona was currently a council member. She'll be leaving council, though this was her last meeting. So putting her forward for, the mayor put her forward for nomination to plan commission. Her formal approval will be considered at the next council meeting. Then we had resolution 19-24, commending alderperson Patrick Knox for dedicated service to the city of Prescott. And then resolution 20-24, commending alderperson Bailey Rona for dedicated service to the city of Prescott. So both of these alderpersons are now completed their term, and they are going to be leaving, so the council took the opportunity to thank them for their service and their dedication in working on the city council. Alderperson Knox will be replaced by Adam Granquist, who won the election, and then Alderperson Rona will be replaced by Mike Gerke. Both of those members will be sworn in next Tuesday at the city council organizational meeting. And then after that, we had a closed session regarding DeWitt discussion and consideration and enforcement of other options with respect to trespassing on property owned by the city by Leo's Landing and interference with the city's riparian rights. So no formal action was taken on that closed session, and then we moved to adjournment, and that wraps it up.